where the recruited audience sits in silent judgment with their hidden biases and contempt. I've never thought of it that way. To me, it's the octagon, where mixed martial arts are deployed in brutal combat. Two go in, one comes out the victor. No one is left unbloodied. No one is left unscarred. This is what the courtroom is to me. The hearing on this day was in civil court, a misnomer, if there ever was one. There was nothing remotely civil about this fight. Randolph versus Tidal Wave Technologies LLC was one of those rare cases where the stakes went far beyond the walls of the courtroom or even the reach of the federal court for the Central District of California. This was a fight for the future of everyone, or at least that was how I would argue it. It was a pre-trial hearing before U.S. District Court Judge Margaret Rulon. I had known her since her days as a member of the local defense bar, back when she was called Peggy Rulon and hung out after court hours at the bar at the Redbird. She was now a veteran and much respected jurist, appointed to the bench during the Obama years. She had consolidated cross-complaints from the parties and was attempting to avoid a trial delay by refereeing the disputes. I was in favor of that, but the lawyers at the other table, the Mason brothers, would have liked nothing better than to push the trial off for another few months or more. Tidal Wave was for sale, and its investors were hoping one of the big techs would swallow it. The three M's were circling: Microsoft, Meta, and Musk. This trial and its outcome could be the difference between millions and billions. I was determined not to let them delay. Tidal Wave had turned over 12 terabytes of discovery, enough when printed out to literally line the walls of a warehouse with file boxes. But what was important in those thousands and thousands of pages was heavily redacted, making the documents virtually useless to me. I needed to find what they were hiding in those pages, or I was going to lose the most important case of my life. The judge was patiently waiting for my response to one of the Masons, who had stood up and claimed that the redactions in the discovery materials were necessary because of proprietary protections in the very competitive world of generative artificial intelligence. He said that the information withheld from me amounted to the keys to the kingdom, and they weren't going to give them away. "Mr. Holler," the judge prompted, "your response, please." "Yes, Your Honor," I said. Following the judge's courtroom protocol, I stood and went to the lectern located between the tables for the plaintiff and the defendant. "Your Honor, the defense's argument is specious at best," I began. "We're not talking about the keys to the kingdom here. We're talking about key evidence that is being withheld because, as Mr. Mason well knows, it is inculpatory. It supports the plaintiff's case. Tidal Wave's creation told an impressionable young man to take his father's gun to school and—" "Mr. Holler," the judge interrupted, "it is not necessary for you to repeat your cause of action with every objection. I am sure the media you invited here today appreciates it, but the court does not." The judge gestured toward the front row of the gallery, where members of the media sat shoulder to shoulder. Cameras and recording devices were not allowed in federal court. Each reporter, even the TV people, was reduced to taking notes by hand. And at the end of the row was a courtroom artist sketching yours truly for CNN. Pen and paper seemed so antiquated in a world where the electronic media reigned, along with its co-conspirators, artificial intelligence and the internet. "Thank you, Judge," I said. "The point is, this case is about guardrails. Tidal Wave says they had guardrails in place, but won't reveal them, because they are allegedly proprietary. That doesn't wash, Your Honor. The plaintiff is entitled to understand how Tidal Wave's artificial intelligence-generated creation jumped those guardrails and told a teenager it was okay to shoot people." The Masons stood up in unison to object. They were alone at the defense table, their client choosing not to send